It's taken 10 years for former classmates of the Holly Graded School to convert the Forum Schoolhouse in Lottsburg into a museum. Two abolitionists, Sally Holly and Caroline Putnam, built the school for former slaves soon after the Civil War ended.
When they got here, there was absolutely nothing here. People were already stinging from losing the war. They were saying to the Negroes, "You may be free, but you'll never be equal."
Garfield Parker attended the school until desegregation in 1959.
These ladies, their goal was not just to teach the skills that was needed. Their goal was also to teach folks how to think.
Parker's great-grandfather was a slave, and his grandfather, a tomato sharecropper, never went to school. His father, Garfield Sr., now 86, worked the fields with his dad, which kept him from regularly attending Holly.
In a certain time, you had to stay home and do the work, and I wanted to come, but I couldn't come. Well, wasn't school buses like they are now.
Eventually, there were school buses, and the senior Parker made sure his son was on it. Parker Jr. became a teacher, and his son, class valedictorian. Out in the hall, amid photographs and an exhibit that includes a bullwhip, a group of black and white people are having a discussion. But it's not about the exhibits.
When he was talking about perspective.
They're talking about Michael Ransom, the middle school principal who, two nights before, gave a lecture at the public library on white privilege. The title raised eyebrows in this quiet, mostly white county. A few people complained to the school board, including Steve Berman, who dismissed it as scholarly research paper data and a no-win topic. But he didn't stop there.
If you're going to stir the crack, you should lift the spoon.
Ransom was asked to remove his job affiliation from the lecture. The board never asked him to define white privilege. If they had, they might have heard a story from his lecture about a party he attended at the governor's mansion in Richmond, where he was one of a dozen African Americans among more than 100 guests. He describes feeling tormented with how he might be perceived if he ate a piece of watermelon from the buffet table.
One thing was for sure, all the other white people in that room, I bet you not one had an item of food so negatively tied to their race that they would do anything in their power to avoid it. That's an example of white privilege.
For Ransom, it was the conversation later that mattered.
I feel like people got a pretty good understanding tonight of some things that they might not have ever thought about, sort of like something hidden in plain sight. That's what really made me happy, seeing black and white people just talk to each other about issues they would never discuss.
Back at Holly Graded School, Garfield Parker is making a final push for opening day. He's seen Ransom's white privilege lecture, and he's aware of the controversy it created.
So it's a discussion that needs to be had, and it's about perspective, really. I just believe that a community does not grow unless it is not afraid to talk about things.
In April, Holly Graded School Museum will be open every Saturday and Sunday. And once a month, Northumberland County's Interracial Conversations Group, which sparked Ransom's lecture, will meet at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Heathsville. Reporting from Lottsburg, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.
Come on, boy, let's go get them. Won't you help me to raise them all? See you when the sun goes down. Come on, boy, let's go. All right.